Well, good evening, everybody. Thanks for being here with us this evening. We're excited, as always, to be offering this new teleconference. And, of course, it's all about Ask the Archangels. And, of course, this is Johnny Walker, and I'm here with guess who?
This is Joan. So glad to have everyone here. Thank you for all of your support. It's just quite wonderful.
Now, just for your information, we're going to have one more session this year, and it'll be November the 11th. Of course, it's the second Tuesday. Unfortunately, we will be tied up in the second week of, actually, first couple weeks in December, so we won't have one in December, but we'll let you know about next year. If there's anybody new on the call, we'll first have a channeling from Joan and, you know, with an archangel. And once that's finished, we will open the meeting to questions. As always, we would appreciate your feedback as we continue to offer valuable information. But it all depends on you and letting us know how it's going. Joan, you have anything else to add?
Yeah, if you have specific topics that you might want the archangels to address, because they always come beforehand to talk to you, please let us know that so that we can talk it over with them and have them cover those things that you desire to hear about so that you can ask questions about certain topics. So that helps us also. Or anything else that you'd like us to be presenting or that would be helpful to you. Archangel Michael is coming tonight. And before we get started, I think it would be really a good idea to do just a very short centering so that we have this coherent container from which to receive Archangel Michael. So if you take a deep breath, and as you exhale, just let go of all the thoughts and events of the day and breathe in love into the center of your heart. And as you exhale, exhale light. Be very centered in your heart. Open to receive what this beautiful being has to share with us this evening. Greetings, beloveds. It is I, Michael. I have come to be with you this evening to discuss some very important topics in relation to the coming times. This has been a very auspicious year that you have navigated your way through. It has been a time of clearing. Things surfaced that are in need of change. And it has been a very much a year of change. As of the fall equinox, many things have changed. Many of you have worked very diligently to clear your system of these anomalies that have plagued you for a long time. There has been a great shift in the consciousness of humanity. And this is what I came to address this evening. I wanted to discuss with you the great possibilities that lie ahead in the remainder of this year and next year of your time. You all are creators, and you realize this, many of you. So it is an opportune time now that all of this clearing has taken place for you to step up and use your creative abilities that you all possess. As we have discussed with you many times before, that the prophecies that have been put forth quite some time ago, many of these prophecies have changed because humanity has changed. They have changed. the outcome of Earth and the events that could have taken place on Earth but are not. So this is what I want to address now. You as creators have the potential in the year 2015 to create many more changes in the outcome of life's events worldwide just by holding a state of consciousness that is based in love and based in the power of who you are as a Christed being. You have the power to alter the outcome of future events by staying very present in the moment, in the present, and conducting yourself as Christed beings, creating from that template that you have constructed over the past many years of your time. By holding your attention very specifically on what you want to create, how you would like to see the world be, how you would like to see that world operate. Yes, there are great difficulties worldwide, especially in the Middle East, where many do not understand about peace and harmony and coming from the love that is within them. They do not understand unity consciousness. They see only separation. They see only the value in their way without having any regard for another's opinion. This is not the case within this group that I am speaking with this evening. You are all very elevated beings of light and are concerned for humanity and the earth at this time. So I want to tell you that yes, you can't go there and you can't convince the heads of state to do differently. You can't convince the ordinary person to change their mind or see the value in another's opinion. But you can hold within yourself that Christ consciousness. You can hold within yourself the unity consciousness that you know so well. And you can project that out into the world. These energetic templates that you can create within yourself, within your community, within groups such as this that you have gathered together to hear what we archangels and masters have to say, and you take it in, you take it seriously, and you create accordingly under our direction in your life, in your daily life. This is what is going to make the difference. Even though the news media does not report accurately what is going on with the individuals in a state, in a country, in a small town, where they are supporting each other, they're helping each other, they're seeing the love within their heart. So when you hold that in your energetic field and you gather in small groups and then you project that out through your auric field, through your energetic system, you do impact those that do not see clearly like you see. Even though they're many, many miles away from you, that energetic template is not limited by time or space. So I encourage you, do not discuss how bad it is and how terrible these individuals are, because that, through the languaging and the voice, it puts it out into the ethers through the sound waves. So you may not disagree, but hold in your heart the compassion that these individuals are undergoing daily in their life struggle just to survive. Hold that love in your heart and don't discuss with others from a negative point of view. Discuss from a level of hope and possibilities that there is change that is available, that there is possibilities for them to see a different way. The young coming forth who are becoming more educated are seeing different pictures than the older generations who have been steeped in these old paradigms of religious beliefs. These young ones come in with a different state of consciousness, and they know in their heart that what is going on is not in the best interest of humanity. When you hear of these individuals who come forth, who may on the internet put forth things that are in alignment with unity consciousness, with love and compassion, talk about this. Search out events that happen worldwide that reflect what you know so deeply in your heart, and talk about this. Do you understand what that does to the energetics, to the sound waves, to the light frequencies that get transmitted? Just those discussions that can be altered and shifted out of the states of fear and separation into a more coherent state of love and compassion. It doesn't mean that you have to physically do something. You are doing something by altering the frequencies that are available that are not limited by time and space. So these discussions that you might have put forth a different energy through the sound current. And many of you are familiar with these different types of energy format that are made usable through sound, through light, through color. Use these technologies that you have learned and put them forth in very loving ways from your present moment. And this, I assure you, has a great effect. Focus on possibilities. Do not focus on the fear and separation. This will alter the outcome of prophecies that were based in that fear and were based in that separation. You have the power to alter the outcome in the next 5 years of your time. It may sound like a lot, but it is not. 5 years in the scheme of things is very short. What you could do in 5 years just by transmitting light, sound templates that are based in love and that Christed template. A while back, I came in transmissions such as this, and I put forth a gift from the Godhead. It was a shield of light, and some of you may remember this. And I am calling forth your remembrance of the shield that I gave to you. Those who do not or were not present on those occasions, I want to reinforce that shield now. It was composed of three energetic templates, the first being courage. It takes courage to stand in your Christed nature when others around you are exemplifying a fallen state from states of unconsciousness, who want to discuss how bad the world is. It takes courage to stand up and say, let's talk about something else, or let's talk about possibilities. Let's speak of love and unity and how that can be brought about for all of humanity so that this world can be returned to a state of peace and harmony. This takes courage. This energetic shield is a transmitter as well as a receiver. So when you use courage, it enables others to be courageous and stand in that unity, in that Christed nature. The second part of this shield is fearlessness, and it goes hand in hand with the courage to be fearless, to stand up for what you know to be true, to stand in your convictions as Christed beings and exhibit compassion for others who cannot see, who are blind to what is possible. It takes fearlessness, but you all possess that as a Christed being. When you put that out into the ethers in an unlimited way, it gives others who are victims of their circumstances to be able to stand up and be courageous and fearless and to change what is going on in their communities. And the very last part of this energetic template is love. The element of love that is part of every creative effort. When you hold that element of love in your sacred heart and you exhibit it fully and completely without conditions, you can change the world. And when you put that in this shield and you transmit it, what a difference you make to humanity. You set the template. You show the way. And this is what we have come today, all of us archangels, to tell you that you can make a difference regardless of how it looks or what the media is telling you. You can make a vast difference in 2015. The remainder of this year will help you to gain perspective, to see yourself as powerful creators, and to create in your own life so that next year you can be the transmitters. You can use this shield of light that we have given you to use so you will change the world just by being who you are and using all of the tools that you have access to. You have this shield of light. You have the Christed template within you that is fully operational. You have a concept of unity consciousness within your mental body. You know this. Know that you have no restraints for any creation that you put forth. We know that we can depend on you. We can guide you. We can send light. We can send our love, our support. But you are the ones with physical bodies, and you are the ones that will make this great change. And the world will be so much better for it. It will begin to resonate in its Christed nature. Many of you have worked diligently with the elemental kingdoms to show the elementals how to create from that Christed matrix. You exhibit it to them, and they put it into the earth. Do you not think that this is affecting the Middle East of your world and the areas that are in great strife? Of course it is. These elementals are key in altering the vibrations of the earth itself. So we come with words of encouragement and to encourage you to use your power now. You will change the earth, beloved. And we honor you, each and every one of you, for all that you have done. Now, I'd like to open up a discussion with all of you to answer your questions and to take your comments. We value you beyond your comprehension, and we want so much to be fully and completely in service to you. So please feel free now to ask of me questions or discuss with me at this time.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you very much, Archangel Michael. I have two very quick questions, and it's concerning healing Mother Earth. One is 528 megahertz a truly healing frequency?
Yes, very definitely.
Good. And the second one is, are there any particular places on Mother Earth where we should concentrate sending healing energy, apart from working on ourselves, of course?
Any place that is having difficulty, where you know that they could benefit from your light, then by all means, send that light and that love without reservation or without any
yes.
intention for its use,
yes.
just that pure love and light.
Do you know, is there any specific places that you can think of, or is this up to each one of us individually?
We will leave it up to your discretion, because some of you may have a personal interest in one area or another. Don't be concerned that it has to be more on a collective nature. You can use it in a personal way as well as a collective way. Of course, where you see that there is a great need, it is beneficial to concentrate your energy in that area.
Hello?
Hello.
Thank you for this opportunity. Can I ask a question that regards myself, about my life?
Yes, go right ahead.
Okay, the question is about, we are creation. We are powerful creators, and personally and mechanically, what I do, I'm going through challenging times outside of myself. Inside, I feel very powerful these days, and I'm starting creating a kind of little business for myself.
Yes.
But I see that it's going to take quite some time to thrive, and between now and then, I'm very confused, even if I go to my heart center and ask for questions. It's about what to do in order to get, for example, a place to stay, a new place to stay, or a part-time job, give me some flow, and be able to travel, go back to my own country, or buy the recording for the weekends. So all these small things, I don't have the possibility right now. I would really like to accomplish this. So I know that my mind goes to, I don't have this, so what I go back to present time, and I create a little board with images of the plane or a class of people for people. So every time my mind goes, I don't have this, I go back to present time, I see the picture, and after I go to do other things. That's what were the teachings. And I was talking to a friend today, and the discussion was about, I see you, that you're trying, you go back to present time, but there's an element of, I don't have. So I would like to ask from you, if you can see from my higher self, or what is that I do that I'm now able to create what I really like to create, even I know that my mind is going to the negative patterns.
That is the problem. You have the concepts of what needs to be started in the creative mechanism, but there is something within you that doubts your ability. There is a fear that you will fail. So what is helpful to you is to go within that peaceful state that you create within yourself and determine what that fear is, where it stems from, that you doubt yourself or that you are afraid that you will fail and cannot accomplish what you desire.
Correct.
Anytime there is a doubt or a fear, it limits your ability to create fully and completely. So it is the most advantageous to you to determine where that comes from and then take steps to eliminate it.
Very good. Yeah, I'm gonna do that, because I believe that's the core problem of my waking up in the morning, want to do many things, and after something happened during the day, and I believe that's the core of the problem. Thank you very much. I really appreciate
you. You are very welcome.
Thank you for your question.
Hello, and thank you so much for making this possible for us.
You are so welcome.
My question is, may sound a little confused, but I'll try. Isn't a collective a reflection of our inner aspects?
To a certain extent, but that is misunderstood. There is a collective consciousness of humanity, of soul spirits who are embodied in physical bodies that have limitations. That is a collective consciousness. So it's based on the thinking and the feeling that is present within humanity. But there is a vaster collective consciousness that is based on your soul spirit, the perfected image of who you are as you were created. And it is through the higher mind that you access that collective consciousness. So it is in eliminating some of these anomalies within the collective mind or within the human third-dimensional mind that you are able to access more fully this collective mind of your soul spirit. You see?
Not entirely.
Well, the collective mind of humanity that's in a fallen state is a limited state of consciousness. But you can usurp that state of consciousness by accessing this vaster collective image of who you are at a soul level and navigate your world through that image, even though you bump up against this fallen image in your everyday world, in the outside world, because there are many who are not awake yet and they cannot access the image of their soul, their Christed nature. And both things operate simultaneously. So it goes back to what I was speaking of, how you can create a different world for yourself. You create it through that image from your soul spirit, from that image of your perfected self that you begin to notice and know about in that quiet interior space.
Our beingness.
Your beingness, your Christed beingness, yes.
Well, then, is it accurate to say that there isn't just one world, that because as we are multidimensional and infinite, each of us, there are infinite perspectives and therefore, in a sense, infinite births?
There are multiples of consciousness playing out worldwide on your planet at this time. You have those individuals who are still wanting to hold themselves in separation and fear of third dimension, even though that dimension has been dismantled, and they're in a lot of pain and misery. And you have beings at a much vaster state of consciousness who are multidimensional beings, able to access many different realities. So you have all of this operating simultaneously on Earth today. And sometimes it is confusing because you see every perspective playing out worldwide. So yes, there are many states of consciousness, many states of being playing out simultaneously every moment of every day on Earth.
So there's no stepping out of the duality then. Is that not so? As much as we, of course, have to focus on unity consciousness as the only truth, really, we are still going to experience duality, are we not, while we're in embodied?
There's a yes and no answer to that, because you, as that more conscious person who knows unity consciousness, yes, will bump up against that in your everyday world in one way or another. But that does not mean that you take it in or that you operate from that state of consciousness. You see it for what it is, but you are able to hold very firmly in who you are and in your own unity as a Christed being. This is the value that you bring when you can hold that center within yourself very stably, regardless of what the outside world is showing you.
Yes. Is that what is meant by stepping into our own power?
Absolutely. And so that's one of the reasons I have given you this shield, so that you can stay in that power, that you have that energetic template of courage, fearlessness, and love, so that you hold very stably in your center, regardless of what is going on around you.
Perfect, perfect. Thank you so much. My very last question is, could you please distinguish more clearly between courage and fearlessness?
Courage is a quality that you have within you, that you stand up and be who you are. Fearlessness is that you take that courage and you put movement to it in your creation. Regardless, you are fearless in your creation. And you move, you create movement so that the creation that you are desiring gets manifested.
So the movement of fearlessness then is a physical movement?
It propels you into a physical manifestation.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you.
You are so welcome. These are very good questions.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, thank you. I always find your presence very clear and sharp, and I knew you were coming today, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I want to ask about, we know conditions in relation to consciousness. I'm realizing I'm becoming conscious that I'm conscious. I can be conscious and masterful. But I would like you to maybe extend what condition, unconditioned means for me or for a human being. Because I've found, you mentioned pure love. If you would want to do that, how that could give an example of that. Because I've noticed there is a lot of wishing well with condition, and
yes.
I found what's happening to me is, maybe you can link it with multidimensionality. I found if I meet someone, there is, and I'm coming with this love, like I'm really feeling, I'm vibrating with, and there's something happens now when people meet that I never perceived before, which is very pure, actually. And
yes.
I wonder, and it seems something is happening just by the meeting that humans seem to long for each other or long for the love aspect. And I've noticed it's happening, and then the word starts and the condition starts. And could you open up that unconditional, for example, thinking about Israel or
yes.
How? Yes, thank you. That's my first question.
Everyone has an opinion about
yes.
world events. But when you're working with the element of love, unconditional love, the power of that element, and you give it forth freely from your heart in compassion and in love, you don't put conditions on it. When you put conditions, when you have an image that you are very invested in, that it must look like this. So if I send light to Israel, if I send light to Pakistan, if I send light to Egypt, it must look, the outcome must look like this.
Yes.
That's a condition.
Yes.
And that is not helpful.
No.
Because they cannot see that image that you hold. You live in a different culture.
Yes.
You live in a different environment. So when you can just project that love in its pureness without any image, giving it freely for them to use as they are able. When you meet someone in your area, in your environment,
yes.
and you open your heart, it is without condition. It doesn't matter what clothing they are wearing,
no.
what kind of a job they hold. You yes. are meeting that person and seeing them in that love, and you don't put a condition on that. But it's very difficult in world events because you have opinions on how that should look from your perspective, from your culture, from your environment. And it doesn't always translate purely from that love because you have put a condition on it.
Yes.
So
I
encourage you to practice. And when you notice that you have put a condition on that love in some way, don't judge yourself for that. Don't beat yourself up. Just notice where it is that you seem to want to put conditions on it. And then at some juncture, that will take care of itself because your heart is open and you will see before the next event and you will change your mind and that condition will no longer be there.
Mm.
But it takes your noticing where it is that you place these conditions.
Yes.
Don't judge them. Just notice and say, oh, I see that. And then move on.
Yeah, this is really helpful. It's wonderful because I'm noticing it's so much possibilities with the no conditions right now. It's really beautiful. Then I want to ask about multidimensionality. Is that drawing intelligence? I find it easier to meet different circumstances. It's almost like there is an inherent intelligence when there is this, when I'm with the love and there is just a flow and I have the respect for someone or whatever. It seems it's a new experience for me with consciousness that I can draw different information and me or someone. Has that to do with the different multi-dimensions of intelligence of oneself or?
Yes, of course it does.
Okay.
And you have cultivated, an awareness within yourself because you have value for yourself. That's what caused that heart to open in the first place. When you value yourself, then you can see that you are this multidimensional being and you begin to draw from those dimensions, not just fifth dimension, but sixth and seventh. you may not be fully conscious of what particular dimension, but there are thoughts, awarenesses that you gain in your private, quiet time that were not available to you before because your consciousness has grown and changed.
Yes. How much importance has consciousness in this state of affairs where we are right now, together with the heart, together with holding Christ? Is consciousness with the intention, seems it's a trigger. I mean, I can feel it in music and when I do toning, it's much clearer for me. But when I'm using words or talking to people, I'm practicing now, what does consciousness do? And discernment. Could you please add? If you want.
Consciousness allows you to be very discerning. Consciousness allows you to be very aware and to see the bigger picture in things as you're interacting with others.
So how is the best for you when in interaction? I sometimes think your name with this shield,
yes.
And it feels like a crisp, warm, but very clear presence. Is that a hallmark of you or one of the signs that I can trust that it's you? Okay.
Yes, very definitely, because in your heart you have recognized me and you have called me forth to assist you.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my question. I wanted to ask you something related directly to the message that you just conveyed to us. It's about all these discussions that are coming from the negative point. I've been having this challenge for quite some time, especially at the workplace. And I found myself being by myself pretty much because it's not changing the course of the conversation is impossible. It's just leaving the conversation at where they are. Not easy. I'm not saying that it's easy. It's just this is the only solution I found for myself. And I really want to change the course of conversation because it's on every single day, like it's on a daily basis. People talk about politics and healthcare and money, and it's always negative. And since I'm spending like 70% of my time at work, you're pretty much always into that. So how would I do it more practically? Because I tried to do what you just told us, let's talk about something else. Eventually, it still goes into the same direction.
Yes. The only thing that you can do there is to hold that light within you, to hold it as stably as you can, and then walk away. Walk
away. So
it's away.
Okay to walk away?
Yes. Remove yourself from that environment. And that speaks volumes more than what you could possibly say. Let's change the conversation because obviously they are very invested in that conversation. And as you well know, that does nothing but build the fear and the separation, the fear that they are victims of a circumstance. So when you invite them to see a different possibility, to see what could be if the opportunity came about, what could be a better solution to the problem rather than talking about it and going in circles. And if that does not happen, remove yourself, walk away. That sends a huge message.
How can you walk away without offending or without being rude? Because it would be like walking away constantly, honestly.
Yes. Say, I choose not to participate in this because it builds fear and anxiety in me. And it is not helping create a solution for these grave problems. That way, you don't project an image of judgment against them or that they are wrong, but you are just voicing your opinion. That's one of those things about courage and fearlessness to say, I cannot participate in this because it builds fear and anxiety in me. And that shows them a picture that they did not consciously think about. It teaches them something without judgment. Because
that's actually a perfect solution. I will do that.
It shows them what it does to you inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
And then they will take that away and consider it. And you will gradually see a difference.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you very much.
You are so welcome.
Yes, hello. In the last 5 months, I've gotten into Reiki, and I've been doing it with my neighbors. And afterwards, they seem to listen to me more, and I've been telling people that watching TV and the news and getting involved with all the politics and getting upset doesn't help the people in the other countries, that actually what happens is we actually send them negative energy and it hurts them. And I find that people are, not all people, but some people are actually listening.
Absolutely. These are the things that each one of you can make such a difference in. Not by judging what these others are saying, but providing a way for them to shift it and to not participate in the negativeness that builds further fear and separation. It doesn't mean that they have to talk about a specific solution, but just say, boy, I have compassion for these people. It must be hard for them to live life in those types of environment, and my heart goes out to them. It changes the way in which they operate, and it changes the way in which you use your energy. And then it begins to change the energy itself.
Thank you very much.
You are so welcome. These were really good questions. These are the types of things that are very important in these discussions. The how-to, the what can I do? It's these very simple little things. By voicing what's in your heart, this makes me feel anxious. This makes me feel fearful. And it doesn't help these people by putting that out into the world. So these things that you have been discussing are very viable solutions that you can individually as well as collectively provide in these times of change. And when you do that, what a difference you will make in this coming year. This coming year is about creating. So I encourage you to create from that heart of yours. Is there any other comments or anyone else that would like to make a comment about what we've been discussing or a question?
Hello, Michael. Hi, Michael. This is Melissa. You were talking earlier about the color codes and the energetic templates that we are aware of, that we've learned. I know how to apply these to my own energetic field. I'm curious as to the application or how to hold these templates in a way that others can choose them or others can experience them without speaking it in words.
You can just visualize it coming out of that third eye of yours and visualize it going out into the ethers. That green code is so extensive and large and so filled with unconditional love. Visualizing that green going into the ethers and being transmitted worldwide. Visualizing that blue code, which alters the emotions and bonds with negative emotions, uplifting those emotions into higher states so that the creation comes from more loving thoughts. These are the things that you can, by holding these color codes within you, and you've all used them for yourself, but you can also project them out through your third eye, having no specific intent, but just putting that out there into the ethers of the earth to be absorbed as it can be absorbed.
Okay.
This is a really good suggestion that you have had, and I'm sure that many on this call will begin to work with that. I know many have worked with it themselves, but this is a service that you can provide by just broadcasting it out there, putting those color codes in this shield that we have talked about this evening, this light shield of courage, fearlessness, and love, and transmitting that out. What a difference. You see what a difference you can make on these small, what you might consider small things, but they are not, I assure you.
Okay, and Michael, by ethers, I guess the way I work with it, sometimes I visualize, picture non-physical reality, just energetics. Is that what you mean by ethers?
Yes.
Okay, thank
you very much. Or the elements, the earth elements. You could project those, transmit those color codes into the elements of air, of water, of earth, fire. There are many, many applications that I'm sure many of you could think about and use. So you see how just this small group and the very few who have come forth to make comments such as you or to ask a question relating to what they can do to shift these lower thoughts and actions. Much has been accomplished in these last few minutes of your time, giving you examples, giving you ideas of what you can do in the coming months that will make a vast difference in the year 2015.
Thank you, Michael. This will be fun to play with.
Yes.
I already asked the question. I'm waiting. If nobody asks a question, I ask my question. Thank you.
Please.
I always believe that if I am able to understand how I operate, I'm more able and to assist, open a space for others to, you know, to change or feel better. So my question is technical. Is it related to how we walk around every day? And I am aware of my thoughts. I am aware of my feelings. I am aware of which layer of thoughts I am. My question is about the chakras. One day our teacher, Jim Self, explained about if we were aware of the three chakras, the first, second, third, walking around becomes easily, more easy. So, but I would like to know, I'm now very aware of my second chakra with that kind of sonar mechanism. You know, the second chakra goes out and say, what's going on here? This person angry, this person happy. And so I determine what is outside myself, what is going on, what's happening out there. So my first, second chakra, I understood very well. But because my issue is related to abundance, I would like to know, when I feel vibrations, thoughts that are not resonating with me, it means that my first chakra is not spinning in abundance, but is spinning in something like lack. But what I am aware of is the thoughts. Can I change or can I interact with the chakra instead of interacting or changing my thoughts? What I'm trying to say is, can I operate from the light, from my etherical body instead of my physical body made by thought and emotion?
You have to use both.
Okay.
You have to alter the vibration of the chakra, that first chakra.
And I alter them, changing my thoughts. So the thoughts change.
And you have to, your thoughts and your emotions manifest your reality. So both things have to be addressed.
And how do I, because I know how to address the thoughts and the emotion, but how do I address the chakra?
You address the chakra by spinning it. You can tone. And you can also look in that chakra because that chakra is about survival.
Yeah.
And this is where you're going to find your answer in your lack of abundance, it's either tied to survival, it's tied to unworthiness, you are not worthy.
Yeah.
So that abundance issue resides in that first chakra.
And is related to a thought, subconscious thought that I store there for many years.
Yes.
Correct. So when I walk around the street and I have this sonar from the second chakra, and the third chakra is about judgment, resistance and power, and there's another one. So every time I find somebody judging somebody, you know, like straight away, it means that my third chakra, through the thought, is spinning or is doing something, correct?
Not necessarily. It depends on if you're neutral. If you are neutral in that situation and it is someone else's thought, feeling, being exhibit, and you don't own it, it doesn't belong to you, and you are in neutral, then it's irrelevant.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's enough. I don't want to... Thank you very much.
You are welcome.
Hello?
Hello. Hello, Michael. It's so nice to speak with you. I have sort of a general question, kind of just about health and self-healing. I was wondering if you could address that briefly.
What is your question?
Just about maintaining sort of a healthy immune system and just a whole body overall health and working on healing myself.
Do you have a physical issue, or you're just wanting to maintain health and well-being?
More the latter.
Well, here again, if the chakras aren't balanced and they are not vibrating at a certain level, you cannot maintain health and well-being in the physicality, because the energies that create that are being disrupted. And so you have to find out what the thought and the emotion is and the chakra involved in that in order to maintain and have that consistent state of calm, peace, love, and harmony within the physicality. And when the energetics are disrupted within the chakras, because of thoughts and emotions, then you are not able to sustain that health and well-being that you desire.
Okay, thank you. That's very helpful.
You're welcome.
I had a second question just about sort of the Ebola crisis. Could you just maybe touch on that to just ease fear or anything like that?
It is, here again, your media focuses on what is going to sell news, what is going to be the most that gets people's attention. And if you look at it clearly, it doesn't involve but a very small percentage. Don't allow yourself to get into the fear, and it gets blown out of proportion, and the magnitude of that fear creates more disruption in the energetics. So whether it is a world event, such as the Middle East, or it is a health problem that is being taken care of, you have the technology. And yes, there were errors made along the way, but it is a very small percentage. Don't involve yourself in the fear. Don't involve yourself in conversations about how terrible it is or what could happen. It's being taken care of. Do you see?
Yes, that was helpful.
Hello again, Michael. This is Vera. This relates to actually my family, my children, and the chakra system and the breathing. I sometimes, you have been very clear about not going into anything that would diminishing kind of the creations that we're becoming. And I just want to put this forward. So if I can hold and I breathe and I stay within this field I will also assist anyone I am encountering in their chakra system, which is fragmented, or is this an assumption I'm making about other people's? Because I can see it's split and distorted, and it's not together like we have been doing, I mean, in Mastering Alchemy and so.
You provide an opportunity by holding your stillness, your calmness, your
yes.
love, to hold that template, to exhibit it. You hold that for a possibility for them. But it is up to them to make the corrections. You can only model so much, and then they are responsible for them as individuals. You see? Have value in holding that model template.
This is a tough one, especially being a mother or having, because they're interesting. Yes.
You cannot rescue.
No.
That does not serve. Yes. Get into not rescuing or feeling responsible for them. You can only offer unconditional love and model the energy. But after that, it is up to them, and it is their life experience that they have to be responsible for.
Exactly. This is a big thing about rescuing, because everyone wants to rescue each country and that person, and it's almost like a madhouse right now. And I really looked at this because I found that it's a very embedded imprint. Is this an anomaly, this rescuing? Where did this came from?
It's that fallen template. And when you rescue, you make them a victim. And you don't create the power within themselves. They can't create the power within themselves to create.
Good. This was such a big, big puzzle piece.
Yes.
Thank you.
Hi there. My name's Michelle. And first of all, I wanted to thank you for guiding us. And my question is, when we have non-organic and non-nutritious meal options, what steps can we take that would purify the food, thus making it more nutritious, for our bodies?
Well, you can put your hands over it and send light into it. It also will benefit you to plan ahead when you know that you are going to be in situations where it is the food offered is non-nutritious, and either bring your own or bring something that is more nutritious. But you can energize any food within the light that is within yourself, and you can embed that light in that food to energize it. It's a temporary thing. You wouldn't want to depend on that every day.
Right. Yeah, I was just thinking when we just don't plan correctly.
Yes. So place your hands around the food and energize it with the light that comes from within you. It's a temporary fix.
Okay, thank you so much. May I ask one more question?
Yes.
When the sun rises in the morning, what is a good amount of time to look at the sun and meditate, or even look at the sun with, you know, your eyes closed? I do that every morning, so I'm just wondering about the amount of time that would be good to re-energize me for the day.
Short periods, 5 minutes or less.
Okay.
Is sufficient.
Okay, thank you so much.
You are welcome.
Well, it looks like we're out of questions this evening, so thank you all very much. We certainly appreciate you joining us this evening. We wish you all a wonderful, wonderful rest of the evening. Thanks.
We look forward to seeing you in November. And until then, thank you for being with us, and blessings.
Blessings.